This is side one of Hot Dots tape one. This side contains section one, introduction, section two, using dots, and section three, braille translation through background on braille, page 21. Side two begins with computer-assisted braille production in section three and continues through section four, formatting your text.
Section 1. Introduction. What Hot Dots is. Hot Dots is a braille translation program for the IBM PC and other MS-DOS computers. With Hot Dots, you can translate print into grade 2 braille and grade 2 braille into print. Special formatting commands allow you to create correctly formatted print and braille output from the same original file. With your favorite PC word processor, you can create files and quickly translate them to Braille. Or, you may want to use the files that other people have created on their word processor. You can use the Hot Dots Global Replace feature and replace other word processors' format commands with Hot Dots format commands and translate to Braille quickly and easily. There are special print programs to send your Braille files to some of the most popular Braille embossers. Hot Dots also contains a screen access utility especially designed to be used with Hot Dots to provide voice output to many speech synthesizers. Hot Dots works equally well with most of the screen access programs available. Throughout this manual, we talk about printing and formatting before printing. Most of the emphasis is placed on formatting for Braille output, although Hot Dots can be used equally well for inkprint formatting. In fact, you will find in many cases that the default values for format commands are for inkprint. This is especially useful for those who use a paperless Braille device or Braille keyboard entry. You enter your text in grade 2 Braille, back translate to print, run the file through the formatter, and you are ready to print. You can use the DOS print command or the Hot Dots vanilla print program. Provided you correctly specify the carriage width and form length, either method works well for inkprint. Using this manual. The Hot Dots User's Manual is divided into seven parts. Section 1, this introduction, tells you what you may need to know before you start using Hot Dots, including some basic information about your computer and DOS. Section 2, Dots, steps you through the basic functions of the Hot Dots menu. Section 3, Translation, details translation between print and braille. Section 4, Formatting, details Hot Dots formatting. Section 5, Global Search and Replace, details how search and replace functions. Section 6, Printing, details how Hot Dots printer drivers work. Section 7, Hot Dots at the command line, discusses some of the many applications of Hot Dots with your other software and using the command line. Page 2. Section 8, Appendix, contains an ASCII character and computer braille chart and information on modifying the Hot Dots translation tables. As you get ready to work with Hot Dots, it's important that you know how to communicate with your computer. If you've never used a microcomputer before, you may need some help getting started. This introduction briefly describes the equipment you need to use with Hot Dots, some brief information on DOS, and details on how to make your DOS disk talk. Although we've made every effort to be informative throughout this manual, in no way should this package be considered a beginner's guide to the personal computer. This manual explains how to use Hot Dots. However, it assumes from the beginning that you have a working knowledge of your computer and DOS. If you encounter technical problems with Hot Dots, please call our technical helpline at 608-257-8833. If you are experiencing more basic problems in getting your computer system up and running, please refer to one of the many sources suggested. There are also many computer user groups nationwide that can help you get started. Contact the one nearest you for help, or just for fun. What you need to work with Hot Dots. Hot Dots is designed to work with an IBM personal computer with 128K or more memory. There are myriad of computers on the market designated IBM compatibles or clones. Hot Dots will work on truly compatible PC and MS-DOS systems, including the new 286, 386, and PS2 models, which use DOS 3.2 and 3.3. Unfortunately, we have neither the time nor the resources to test Hot Dots on all of them, and cannot make specific guarantees of compatible operation. Hot Dots is designed to work with PC DOS, versions 2.0 through 3.3. You need to get familiar with some basic DOS functions before you can get very far using your personal computer. A print copy of the DOS manual undoubtedly came with your DOS disk. If you're blind, we highly recommend that you obtain a Braille or audio guide to DOS. You'll need it not only to use Hot Dots, but for any other program you might use. A detailed discussion of DOS functions is outside the scope of this manual. Throughout the remainder of this manual, we assume you're familiar enough with DOS functions to recognize the DOS prompt and perform basic operations such as formatting disks and copying files. However, to make it easier for blind users to get acquainted with DOS, we provided some basic DOS commands which are useful with Hot Dots and instructions on how to make your DOS disk talk. Page 3. Some basic DOS. It would be impractical and presumptuous to try to explain DOS in this manual. The latest PC DOS manual contains over 300 pages of tersely worded explanations, and several dozen books are available commercially. What we include here is a brief list of some of the DOS commands and symbols that are especially useful with Hot Dots. This can be used as a quick reference while using Hot Dots. If you need further information, refer to your DOS manual. File specifications. The file specification tells DOS where to find your data. File specs contain three parts: the drive specifier, a letter followed by a colon, the file name, 1 to 8 valid characters, and an extension, a period followed by 1 to 3 valid letters. Device names. Device names have special meaning in DOS and are reserved for specific reference to those functions. Three device names used with Hot Dots are COMX, COMX, to identify a serial port, X is a number 1, 2, 3, or 4, LPTX, to identify parallel port, X is a number 1, 2, or 3, and PRN, the default parallel output device. Global file characters. Two characters, asterisk and question mark, have special uses in file specifications. The question mark indicates that any valid character can take its place in a file name or extension. The asterisk indicates that any number of valid characters, 0 or more, can take its place in a file name or extension. For example, asterisk period asterisk refers to any and all file names. Batch files. DOS and program execution commands that are contained in a file labeled period BAT. When a batch file is executed, the commands in it are executed in the order of listening. Batch files can be written to run a series of DOS and or Hot Dots commands that are used frequently in the same order. Pipes. A feature to allow the output of one program to be used as input to another program with a single command line entry. Pipes are especially useful in automating the process of translating and formatting print and braille. See Section 7, Hot Dots at the Command Line, for examples. Page 4. AutoExec, spelled AUTOEXEC. A batch file that is executed when DOS starts from the directory. An AutoExec file can contain the configuration and program commands to set up voice synthesizer output when you turn on your computer. See the discussion about making your DOS disk talk later in this section. Break, spelled B-R-E-A-K. To break out of a program during execution and return to the DOS prompt, press Control Break. This takes effect when DOS checks for its having been entered. Turning Break on or off instructs DOS about when to check for the entry of control break. However, the on or off status of break is irrelevant for the programs in Hot Dots. Copy. Copies one or more disk files. Copy can be used with a specific file name or global file characters, copying to the same disk or others, and copying to a file with another name. Del, spelled D-E-L. Deletes specified files from disk. Dell can be used with specific file names and global file characters. Use caution. Dell permanently deletes a file. DIR, spelled D-I-R, presents a list of all files in a disk directory, or all files specified by a file specification, lists file names, extension without period, the number of characters in the file, and the creation date and time. Disk copy, spelled D-I-S-K-C-O-P-Y, copies entire contents of the disk in the source drive to the disk in the target drive. Use caution, any data on the target disk will be erased. EDLIN, spelled E-D-L-I-N, line editor in DOS to create, edit, or view source or text files. EDLIN can be used to quickly and easily edit small files less than 4,000 characters. Erase. Permanently erases a specified file or files from disk. Erase can be used with specified file names and global file characters. Use caution. Erase permanently removes a file. Erase performs the same function as DEL. Page 5. Format. Initializes the disk in the designated drive. Use caution. Format permanently destroys all data on the disk. Mode. Sets the way a device operates. Used to specify and configure devices. The default is parallel communications through LPT1. Mode allows you to establish communication parameters for serial devices. Path. Enables DOS to search specified directories for command files and batch files not found in the current directory. Path allows you to give commands found in files not on the default drive without having to specify the drive each time. Print. Prints files specified while the computer does other tasks. The default is parallel communications through LPT1. This can be set appropriately using the mode command. Rename. Changes the name of the file specified. Rename can be used with specific file names and global file characters. Type. Displays the contents of the file specified to the screen. Type can be used to read or scan a file using screen access with a voice synthesizer. If you have any questions or doubts about these or any other DOS commands, refer to the DOS manual for detailed descriptions of the functions and formats. Making your DOS disk talk. There are two ways to make your DOS disk talk. The first is specifically for an internal speech device, such as the Symphonix or the PC2. The second is for an external, serial voice device, such as the Echo GP or the Votrax Type and Talk. If you're familiar with DOS and other programs, you already know that it's always advisable to make a backup copy of your program disk before doing anything else. If you feel comfortable doing so, use a DOS copy function to back up the hot dots before beginning this procedure. If you're totally unfamiliar with DOS, page 6. You can wait to back up hot dots until you have a talking DOS disk. To avoid accidental damage to your DOS or hot dots disk, follow these instructions carefully and precisely. General principles. In the process of getting your voice device to talk, you have to type in some commands from the DOS prompt before the device starts talking. Press Enter after typing each command. You'll hear the disk whir, then stop. If you don't hear a beep, the command was accepted. You're back at the DOS prompt, and it's ready for your next command. If you make a typing mistake and you realize it before you press Enter, you can erase with the backspace key. If you need to retype the whole line, pressing the Escape key will take you back to the beginning of the command line. If you make a typing mistake that you don't catch, you won't hear the resultant error message, but you will hear a beep. You may be returned to the DOS prompt. You can try simply typing the command again. If you have repeated problems before you get to the point at which you can hear the error messages, you may have to get a sighted person to help you with the very beginning procedures. Using an internal voice device. This example refers specifically to the Symphonix. If you're using the PC2, there are slight variations, but the basic process is the same. The names of the files are different, for example. Refer to the technical manual for the PC2 for details about text-to-speech. The file spk.com, spelled spk.com, is used instead of Sonix, spelled S-O-N-I-X. First, install the card containing your voice device in the computer according to the manufacturer's instructions. Run any demo program included with your speech device to be sure the device itself is properly installed and working. When you have installed the synthesizer, boot your computer with DOS. Leave the DOS disk in drive A. For the Sinfonics, put the Sonix 88, spelled SONIX-88, disk in drive B. Copy files TTS.com, spelled TTS.com, and Sonix.com, spelled SONIX.com, onto your DOS disk, like this. Reader's note, the following is word-for-word computer dialogue. A greater than, copy, space, B colon, TTS period, COM, space, A colon. A greater than, copy, space, B colon, SONIX period, COM, space, A colon. Remove the Sonix 88 disk from drive B and replace it with the Hot Dots disk. Copy the file speak.com, spelled S-P-E-A-K, period, COM, from the Hot Dots disk to the DOS disk, like this. A greater than, copy, space, B colon, speak, period, com, space, A colon. The Sonix file is a speech operating system that links the physical speech synthesizer, the Sinfonix, to your software. TTS stands for text to speech. It converts English text to the phonetic speech used by Sonix. Sonix and TTS are files that are Page 7, specific to the Sinfonix. Each internal synthesizer will have similar files that are specific to that device. Speak, on the other hand, is native to Hot Dots, though it also works with text from DOS. Speak is a command file that directs text to a particular device, in this case, the Sinfonix. You only have to copy these files onto the DOS disk once. Then they're there until you erase them. But the next steps have to be done every time you boot. Load the TTS and Sonix files into your computer's memory. You do this simply by typing the name of the file at the DOS prompt, like this. Reader's note, the following is exact computer dialogue. A greater than, Sonix, spelled S-O-N-I-X. A greater than, TTS. After those files are loaded, direct the output to the Sinfonix with speak, like this. A greater than, speak, space, Sonix. The Sinfonix now speaks everything on screen. To silence it, press escape. If you get tired of entering all this every time you boot, you may want to write a batch file to speed up the process. See your DOS manual for details about batch files and AutoExec. Using an external voice device. Boot your computer with DOS. Leave the DOS disk in drive A. Put your Hot Dots disk in drive B. Copy the speak.com, spelled S-P-E-A-K, period, C-O-M, file onto your DOS disk, like this. A greater than, copy, space, B, colon, speak, period, com, space, A, colon. You only have to copy this file once. Now configure your serial port. Very simply, configuring means making the baud rate and other parameters of your serial port match the parameters of your voice device. You may be able to change the parameters on your voice device. See the technical manual to the voice device for details. Once you've set the voice device or found out what the preset values are, you're ready to configure your serial port. Let's say you have an Echo GP set for 9600 baud, no parity, 8 data bits, and 2 stop bits, plugged into COM1, spelled COM1. Configure COM1 as follows. Page 8. A greater than, mode, space, COM1, colon, 96, comma, N, comma, 8, comma, 2. Now your serial port and your Echo can communicate with each other because they match. As a general rule, we recommend configuring your voice device at 9600 baud. But the match is more important than the actual value of the baud rate or any other parameter. You could set both the Echo and the port for 2400 baud, and they would communicate. But you can't set the Echo for 2400 baud and the port for 9600 baud, or vice versa. It won't work. When the voice device is the only thing you ever use in its port, you can configure the port when you boot and forget about it. But if you or someone else use the port for another purpose, you may have to reconfigure to resume using your voice device. Some programs configure the ports invisibly to the user, so if you run another program, the parameters may have changed. No matter, if you use a serial device, you need to configure with mode every time you boot. See your DOS manual for details about the mode command. Now direct the output to COM1 like this. A greater than speak space COM1. You have to do this every time you boot. Your speech device now voices every character on screen. To save time and effort, this series of commands configuring a serial device can be written into an AutoExec file so that DOS will come up talking. Speak. Speak is a program designed to provide an interface to a speech synthesizer or VersaBraille while using hot dots. It sends all text on the screen to either a Sinfonics or Echo PC2 internal speech synthesizer or to the COM ports. It has some screen review and spelling function, although not designed to provide full functionality of available screen review programs. Speak comes up speaking all text sent to the screen, technically all text sent through BIOS. There are several modes of operation. These are accessed by executing a shift print screen, the key to the right of the right shift key. It is the same key sequence used to print the screen. Speak says, in speak, when the key is pressed. Pressing the key again leaves speak. The following commands are available in speak mode. Page 9. Reader's note, the following is a table of speak functions. I will first read the command sequence, followed by the definition of that function. F1, spell mode, spells text sent to screen. F2, turn off spell mode. F3, speak mode, speaks text on screen, starts in this mode. F4, turn off speak mode. F5, spell cursor mode, spells word beneath cursor and moves to next word. F6, turn off spell cursor mode. F7, speak cursor mode, speaks word beneath cursor and moves to next word. F8, turn off speak cursor mode. Escape, cancels pending speech, the Sinfonics only. Control O, speaks the contents of the screen. Control K, speaks word at cursor position. Tab, or Control I, speaks line at cursor position. The following commands control the speak command mode cursor. This cursor is turned on when entering speak command mode. The original cursor is restored when leaving speak mode. Up arrow, move cursor up one line. Down arrow, move cursor down one line. Left arrow, move cursor left one character. Right arrow, move cursor right one character. Programs other than hot dots may not work or may work only partially with speak. Programs that bypass BIOS, basic input and output system, when reading the keyboard, do not allow you to enter speak when the program is running. Programs that bypass BIOS when writing to screen will not speak unless you enter speak to review the screen. Hot dots programs never fall into either of these categories. Page 11. Section 2, Using Dots. Dots menu. You are now ready to enter dots to replace characters, translate print and braille, format text, and print a file. Dots, spelled D-O-T-S, is menu-driven with two menus, the main menu and printer menu. You select what you want to do by typing a number. If you don't know the options, type a carriage return, and the list will be displayed and spoken if you're using Speak or any other screen access program. Here is an example of entering dots, running through the menus, and exiting. Reader's note, the following is word-for-word computer dialogue. A greater than, dots, enter. Main menu, enter a number, enter. Enter one of the following options. 1, global search and replace. 2, print to Braille translator. 3, Braille to print translator. 4, formatter. 5, output to printer. 6, quit. Enter a number. 5, enter. Printer menu, enter a number. Enter. Printer menu, enter one of the following options. 1, output to Cranmer Brailler. 2, output to LED 120. 3, output in Dipner dots. 4, output to Emboss. 5, output to Teal. 6, output to VersaPoint. 7, output to Otsuki. 8, return to main menu, enter a number. 8, enter. Main menu, enter a number. 6, enter. A greater than. If at any time after you have made a menu selection, You want to stop that function. Press Control Break and the program will be interrupted. You will be returned to the previous prompt. Page 12. File names. All HotDots programs use standard DOS file names. Some of the program functions distinguish between Braille and text file, or between formatted and unformatted files. Use the extension .txt for print text, .brl for Braille, .fmt for formatted print, and .bfm for formatted Braille. These extensions will help you keep track of your data and help HotDots to properly format your text for print or Braille. Global Search and Replace. The Global Search and Replace program replaces every occurrence of the search text with the replacement text. This function can be used to fill in names on form letters, strip spaces or carriage returns from files, or change formatting commands embedded in files. Enter option 1 to invoke Global Search and Replace. When prompted, type the name of the source file. You are then prompted to name a file to receive the changed text. If you name an existing file, it will be overwritten. You are then prompted to either use rules from disk or create your own. Examples. Reader's note, the following is word-for-word computer dialogue. A greater than. Dots. Enter. Main menu. Enter a number. 1. Enter. Global Search and Replace. Input file. This file, .txt, enter. Output file, that file, .glb, enter. Load rule file from disk, ? Y, enter. Name of rules file, rule file, .rul, enter. A greater than. Creating a rules file. The rules file gives the search and replace rules to be applied. This file may be written while running Global Search and Replace, retrieved from a file created during a previous run, or created using an editor. To create a rules file, answer the input and output file prompts. The dialog then goes as follows. Reader's note, the following is word-for-word computer dialog. Load rule file from disk, ? N, enter. Enter a blank rule to end rule. From, : XXX, enter. To, : John Smith, enter. From, enter. Save this rule file to disk, ? Y/N. Y, enter. Rule file name, JSMITH, .RUL, enter. Page 13. This dialog creates a rules table that changes all occurrences of XXX in the document to John Smith and saves the table in the file JSMITH, .RUL. The rule can be applied to other files by answering Y to the load rule file question and using the JSMITH, .RUL file. Notice that a blank rule is created by pressing Enter at the From prompt. Enter is the symbol used to end all of the From and To strings. It is possible to crash or hang the program by entering two or more rules that contain the same From string. No checking is done to compare the from strings of rules to be applied successively. Such rules hang the system, requiring a Ctrl-Alt-Delete to restart. Print and Braille translation. Print to Braille. You can translate from print to Braille using option 2 from the main menu. You will be prompted to enter the name of your text file, then the name you want to give your Braille file. Here is an example. Reader's note, the following is word-for-word computer dialogue. A greater than. DOTS, enter. Main menu, enter a number. 2, enter. Print to Braille translator. Input file. Manual, .txt. Output file. Manual, .brl. Translating. Main menu, enter a number. 6, enter. A greater than. If you enter a name of a file that does not exist, you get the message, could not find input file, exiting, followed by a message, hit any key to continue. You will be back at the main menu after hitting any key. Re-enter the Braille translator and try another name, or leave dots, using option 6, to search for your file. Braille to print. Translating Braille to print is done using option 3 on the main menu in dots. The process is similar to the one used for print to Braille translator. Here is an example. Page 14. Reader's note, the following is word-for-word computer dialogue. A greater than. D-O-T-S. Enter. Main menu. Enter a number. 3. Enter. Braille to print translator. Input file. Manual. Period BRL. Output file. Manual. Period TXT. Translating. Main menu. Enter a number. 6. Enter. A greater than. Format commands. The Braille translator does not translate format indicators and commands for the formatter. They are recognized as format indicators and commands and passed unaltered to the formatter where they are interpreted. Format indicators are of the form space, dollar, letter, space. Format commands are in the form space, dollar, dollar, and then the command. Formatting. Converting a file from print to Braille usually shortens it because the word and letter contractions in grade 2. But Braille has half as many characters as output lines and less than half as many lines per page. Getting a good format in both print and Braille can be a challenge. The Hot Dots formatter uses embedded commands, not specific to either print or Braille, and assigns the appropriate values depending on the type of file you have identified. For example, a paragraph indicator in print file puts a blank line and indents 5 spaces. In Braille, a new paragraph begins with an indent of 2 spaces and no blank line. The formatter also uses a carriage width and form length you specify by putting as many words as possible on a line, moving any words that exceed the right margin to the next line. A total number of lines equal to the form length are printed and then a form feed starts a new page. Format indicators. Format indicators are used to provide basic formatting for a page. These indicators are space dollar sign L space to begin a new line, space dollar sign P space to begin a new paragraph, space dollar sign S space to skip a line, and space dollar sign F space to begin a new form or page. Each of the indicators is 4 characters, space, dollar, letter, space. Page 15. The space dollar sign L space is used to begin a new line. You can use a carriage return instead, but the space dollar sign L space is preferred. The space dollar sign P space is used to start a new paragraph. It ends the current line and starts the next line indented. The space dollar sign S space is used to skip a line. It ends the current line, skips a line, and begins the next line at the left margin. The space dollar sign F space is used to start a new page. Format commands. Format commands provide more advanced formatting features like tabs, margins, and page numbers. All formatting commands start with space, dollar, dollar, and are terminated by a space. Here is a list of the available commands. Reader's note. In the following list of format commands, I will first read the command, followed by its functional definition. Dollar, dollar, A, number. Advance to line number. Dollar, dollar, C. Center text to the next format indicator. Dollar, dollar, D. Reset format to the default. Dollar, dollar, F, number. Set form length to number lines. Dollar, dollar, H. Center and underline text to the next paragraph indicator. Dollar, dollar, I, number. Indent paragraphs number characters. Dollar, dollar, I, minus number. Outdent paragraphs number characters. Dollar, dollar, L, number. Set number lines advanced at the end of each line. Dollar, dollar, ML, number. Set the left margin number characters from absolute beginning. Dollar, dollar, ML, asterisk. Set left margin at current position. Dollar, dollar, MR, number. Set right margin number characters from carriage width. Dollar, dollar, NP. Number pages in print and in Braille format. Dollar, dollar, N, number. Set page number to number. Dollar, dollar, P, number. Move to number character position on the line. Dollar, dollar, P plus number. Move number spaces to the right of current position. Dollar, dollar, P minus number. Move number spaces to the left of current position. Dollar, dollar, R. Subsequent text to the next format indicator flush with right margin. Dollar, dollar, S, number. Set number lines to advance between paragraphs. $TC, clear all tab stops. $T number, set tab at the number absolute character position. $T asterisk, set tab stop at current position. $, advance to next tab stop. $UB, underline begin for print. Signals translator to place italic sign. $UF, underline finish for print. Signals translator to stop placing italics. $VH number, start running header, end with enter. Number from 1 to 4. $VN, execute form feed unless creating blank page. $VO number, clear command affecting line number. $VS number, skip line number on every output page. $W number, set carriage width to number characters. In order to properly format Braille or print text, you must distinguish between the two by using the appropriate file name extension. If you use the .brl extension on Braille files, the formatter will format for Braille and put the .bfm extension on the output file. If you do not use this extension, page 16, the formatter will use the default for print text. The formatter asks two questions. The first question is about the carriage width. The carriage width is the number of characters that fit on a line for the device you use to print. In general, inkprint printers have carriage widths of 72 to 80. Braille embossers have widths 38 to 42. The second question is about form length. The form length gives how many lines of text fit on a page. Inkprint printers work well at about 55 to 60 lines per page for most printers. Braillers work well with about 25 lines per page. If you type enter, no answer, for these questions, the formatter will use a carriage width of 80 and a form length of 55, assuming that print output is desired. The Braille embosser options have a default carriage width of 40 and form length 25. Here are a few examples of formatting a file with no carriage returns and many format symbols. The file is in Braille. Reader's note, the following is word-for-word computer dialogue. A greater than, DOTS, enter. Main menu, enter a number, 4, enter. What is the carriage width, question mark, 40, enter. What is the form width, question mark, 25, enter. Text formatter, input file, my file, period, BRL, enter. Output file, my file, period, BFM, enter. Formatting. Since the formatter is designed to allow you to control the way the text is laid out, you can create paragraphs, columns, and pages in a way that allows you to print the file in either Braille or print without modification to the file. Printing. DOTS supports a variety of Braille embossers accessed through the printer menu, option 5 from the main menu. At the printer menu, you can get a listing of options by entering Enter. The chances are good that you can run any printer not listed using the teal option. Here's an example of printing to a Cranmer Brailler. Reader's note, the following is word-for-word computer dialogue. A greater than, DOTS, enter. Main menu, enter a number, 5, enter. Printer menu, enter a number. Hit enter for the menu. Printer menu, enter one of the following options. Page 17. 1. Output to Cranmer Brailler. 2. Output to LED 120. 3. Output in Dipner DOTS. 4. Output to Emboss. 5. Output to Teal. 6. Output to VersaPoint. 7. Output to Otsuki. 8. Return to main menu. Enter a number. 1. Enter. What is the form length? Question mark, 25. Input file, text period BFM, printing. Printer menu, enter a number, 8, enter. Main menu, enter a number, 6, enter. A greater than. Page 19. Section 3, Braille translation. Overview. Translating print text to grade 2 Braille or vice versa using DOTS is simple. You choose option 2 or 3 at the main menu, specify your input and output files, and away you go. But what's really happening? In this section, we discuss Braille translation more specifically. Why translate print into Braille? Answering this question requires some background on Braille, Braille format, and how your computer works with print and Braille text. If you're a Braille reader or an experienced transcriber, you already know more about Braille itself than is covered here, and you may want to skip over this discussion. However, if you haven't ever used a computer to produce Braille, you will find it helpful. Background on Braille. There are 64 possible combinations of dots in a single cell. Each lowercase letter of the alphabet has its own representation, and most punctuation marks are also represented by a single cell in Braille. 64 combinations are soon exhausted, however, leaving an array of print symbols which must be represented by combining two or more cells. For example, the uppercase alphabet does not have its own set of symbols in Braille. Instead, uppercase letters are represented by adding a prefix to the lowercase symbol for that letter. This prefix, called the caps sign, is dot 6. Lowercase k is dots 1, 3. So uppercase k is dot 6, dots 1, 3. When an entire word is capitalized, it is preceded by two dot 6s. Cap D-O-G becomes dot 6, dot 6, dots 1, 4, 5, dots 1, 3, 5, dots 1, 2, 4, 5. We're using a common convention for describing Braille cells with dot numbers. Dots 1, 4 means a cell consisting of dots 1 and dots 4. When we wish to refer to a cell consisting of dot 1, dot 2, dot 3, and dot 4, it's written as dots 1, 2, 3, 4. When referring to more than one cell, dots 1, 2, dot 6 means a cell consisting of dot 1 and dot 2, followed by a cell consisting of dot 6. Page 20. Grade 1 Braille doesn't use any contractions. In grade 1, every inkprint letter is represented by one Braille cell. Grade 2 Braille, referred to as contracted or English Braille, is the standard Braille form used in the United States today. In grade 2, there are a sizable number of contractions for words and parts of words frequently encountered in the English language. For example, the word the, represented by the single cell dots 2, 3, 4, 6, the two-letter combination ST is dots 3, 4. Other contractions involve the use of more than one cell, but still use fewer cells than there are letters in the word. The word mother is brailled dot 5, dots 1, 3, 4. Most languages have their own grade 2 Braille equivalent. In any language, there are many complex rules governing grammar, syntax, and punctuation. In addition to following the rules of the print language it is representing, Braille has a complicated set of rules all its own. This manual does not explain the grade 2 Braille rules. That is the job of English Braille American Edition, which we urge you to obtain. The meaning of many dot combinations in grade 2 is dependent on context. For the experienced Braille reader, this is no more a problem than the complexities of any language are to a native reader. To the beginning transcriber, however, it may seem that there are as many rules as there are dots on a page, and that learning them all before beginning transcription is an arduous task. Hot Dots was designed to make it easier for people who are not transcribers to produce readable grade 2 Braille quickly. A good typist needs a working knowledge of basic formats to do print data entry efficiently. To this end, we've provided background information about Braille formats in this manual. We've made every effort to be accurate, but in no way should this be considered a substitute for the code books. Any material transcribed for other than personal use should be proofread by a Library of Congress certified transcriber or proofreader. Translator controls. There are situations where you may want to have passages of text that are not translated. For instance, you have Nemeth code expressions in your text. You do not want these interpreted as ASCII and translated again. You can turn the translator off for passages and back on within the same file. This is done by quoting the untranslated passages with translator controls. The translator controls for turning the translator off and on fall into two categories. The @ commands, which turn the translator off and on and leave the translator controls as markers of your untranslated text. And the _ commands, which also turn the translator off and on, but do not leave any markers. In both categories, the commands used are similar. To turn the translator off, you enter the appropriate character, @ or _, followed by a hyphen. To turn the translator back on, you enter @ or _, followed by lowercase l. In all cases, there must be a space immediately, page 21, preceding and immediately following each of these commands, space, _, hyphen, space, space, @ hyphen, space, etc. Here is an example of how these translator controls are used. Reader's note, the following is an example sentence. This gets translated, space, @ hyphen, space, but this doesn't, space, @ lowercase l, space. The first three words are in grade 2, but the last three are untranslated and set off in text by the translator controls. An untranslated character is represented by a single Braille character, which may be different than proper grade 1 Braille. Grade 1 uses the same characters to represent letters, but shows capitalization marks and correct Braille numbers and punctuation. Grade 1 translation. Hot Dots allows you to change the translator into Grade 1 mode to get letter-for-letter translation without contractions. Grade 1 mode does translate punctuation marks, numbers, and capitalization properly. By using the Grade 1 translator controls, you turn the Grade 1 translator on and off within a document. To turn the Grade 1 translator on, enter space, underbar, lowercase o, space. To return to Grade 2, enter space, underbar, lowercase l, space. Underlining and italics. Underlining in inkprint is represented in Braille with italic sign. When you use the $UB and $UF underlining commands in your text to be translated from print to Braille, the Grade 2 translator places the italic sign where appropriate in your Braille text. Single italic sign, dots 4-6, preceding each word in an underlined passage of three or fewer words, and double italic sign, 2-4-6, preceding the first word in a passage more than three words long. There is also a single italic sign preceding the last word in a passage of more than three words. You can use this underlining feature to place italic sign in your Braille text as you desire. Alternatively, you can place the underbar character in your print file to create a dots 4-6 italic mark in the Braille translation. However, do not use this when you are using $UB and $UF underlining commands.
This concludes side one. Turn this tape over to continue